In our message here tonight, many denominations and false witnesses have claimed to have found God. Many have claimed to have their own personal conception. Many have hedged God into a vain thought or an imagination, that God is just something that the philosophers have made up. Philosophers that pursued God by their own intellectual ability. There are those that seek after God as a poet seeks after an elaborate metaphor with emotionalism. We're living in a time of great emotionalism, that we must have to feel something in order for God to be working. We're living in a time that many have claimed to have special revelation by God, that they can write volume and volume on what God is, but yet it doesn't tally to what God's word has to say. But let me tell you this: to them, he is not Jehovah. He is not Father. He is not the ruler nor judge. To them who search for God in vain, he is merely a God of abstraction or imagination, not the God of Scripture. Those who think they have found God, well, God laughs at them. Many false religions claim they have found God, but perhaps even some in their own hearts claiming that they have found God, but yet there's still a great void of emptiness and still in the search to fill that horrendous void. To those who have searched for God and cannot find him, this message is for you. This message is for all those false religions that have claimed to find God, yet it's not the God of the Scripture. Jeremiah 29, verse 13, it says, it is a glorious truth. It is a glorious truth that our God is a God to be found. And ye shall seek me and find me, but you must search for him with all your heart. Ye shall search for me with all your heart. And that is the way you must pursue him. He is a God that has revealed himself to man. Man did not discover God. The philosophers never discovered God. But God revealed himself to man. He is a God to be found. That is the way we must pursue him. Many liberal scholars have written volumes on what Christ was like. The Jehovah's Witness like to tell you what Christ was like. But I tell you, even here tonight, it's what God says his son was like in his word. It's not man's opinion. It's not to the intellect. But it starts with God. How will you find him? Well, it starts with a wholehearted search. That is the way we must pursue him. In life, I tell you, there is no greater search. There's no greater pursuit than seeking after the Creator. Many have claimed to have traveled the world and say that what a great accomplishment that is. And I have traveled many countries and I was in pursuit of many things. But even greater than that is the pursuit of finding God. No greater pursuit than seeking after the Creator, the Alpha and Omega, the Lord of hosts. Therefore, I want to preach to you tonight about the greatest pursuit in the world, is finding God. And firstly, then, let us consider the object of the pursuit. Your pursuit must be after the Lord. The object of the pursuit is God. Notice the words in our text as it states that ye shall seek me. Notice the object is me. Ye shall seek me. Your pursuit must be the God of Scripture, not of figment imagination. Hollywood will portray to you a depiction about God and what God is like. But that's not God. That's not the God of the Scripture. Many translations that have butchered the very word of God with their false translations try to tell you what God is like. But that's not the Scriptures. Man's opinion about God, that's not finding him. Many claim to know God, yet they are very far from him. Many think they know him. Many false religions claim that they have God. Oh, but even in that day where it says that they shall say, Lord, we preached in thy name, we cast out devils. But the Lord is going to say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. God sees the heart. God knows all things. He knows those who are wholeheartedly in search for him. Even some Christians in evangelical circles have stopped searching for the Lord, maybe because of sin, maybe because of pride or envy. What is stopping the search for him? Well, we must say to ourselves, arise now and seek God, whom many have failed to find in their lives. And remember what the prodigal said in Luke chapter 15, verse 18. I'll read it to you. It says here, I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. But you cannot say that because you have lost your God and you have failed to find him. But praise God, he is a God to be found. Praise God here that he is a God to be found. Though you are in the depths of depravity, he is a God to be found. He's making himself known. God is given the provision to search for him. That we are allowed to search for him. He's given the premise. You are allowed to search for him. What a great privilege it is to search for God. Think of Adam when he was banished from going back into paradise. And that flaming sword that drove him out to keep him from touching the tree of life. But remember the mercy of God to provide that promise seed. Seed of the woman. Promise of a Savior. The Lord Jesus Christ to remove that fiery separation. You may come to God and he is to be found. Which leads us secondly to the constraint of the pursuit, which is wholeheartedness. It is a wholehearted search that we're living in a time of fictitious Christianity. We're living in a time of emotionalism that you must seek God with all your emotions. We're living in a time that you must seek God with all the entertainment of the church. We're living in a time that the wholehearted worship has gone away because man has intervened. It's no longer a wholehearted search. Many have claimed, yeah, we have God because we have the numbers. Many claim we have God because we have the translation. Many claim to have God because they say that he is a God of our imagination. No, that's not wholeheartedness. Because wholeheartedness starts by searching the Scriptures. Wholeheartedness starts by hearing what God has to say. When, and our text clearly states that we must seek after the Lord with all our hearts. It's a wholehearted search. Not in vain, nor by anything else, except the very words. The text, it speaks for itself tonight. When ye shall search for me with all your heart. And isn't that what you're doing here tonight? You're in the search for God. You're sitting down there. You're listening to the word. You're searching for God. But God sees the heart. He knows your intentions. He knows why you're there. The failure of seeking God without wholeheartedness, with no heart at all. Oh, yes, there's many seeking God here, even today, but yet it's not wholeheartedness. Some seek with no heart at all. This is done with those people who just sit in a false religion with their glossy eyes and their ignorance to the scriptures to seek after man. Be very careful not to seek after God with wholeheartedness. When God said that my people were destroyed because of lack of knowledge, when God has stretched forth his hand to the needy and he stretches forth his hand to the poor, but yet in ignorance, man goes on in their search for afar off. But praise God, tonight he is a God to be found. And this is when their heart is not genuinely searching for the Lord with religion. Oh yes, many seek God with religion. Some seek God with religion. We cannot help but remember the Romish church and the superstitions of Rome with her errors claiming that they have found God with the ritualistic practice. But remember the great folly of the Jews. Remember the great folly of the Jews when they sought God with their zeal for the law. Oh yes, brothers and sisters, the Jews, they claim to have God. The Muslims claim to have God. Yes, but I tell you this, they don't. Because it starts with Christ, you see. To find Christ is to find God. You want to know what God is like? Seek Christ. You want to know what the actions of God were? Go seek Christ. Yes. The folly of the Jews that they sought God with their zeal for the law, but lest they rejected the Lamb of God. The search has come to a halt. They fail to lay hold upon Christ, who was God in the flesh. Though they rejected the Lamb of God and thought they were doing God's work. The rebuke from Christ himself. Listen to the words. I'll just read it to you. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Oh yes, God sees the heart. He's seen the heart of the Jews that claimed to have God. And Christ himself, who was God in the flesh, when he told them, O ye generation of vipers. How many generation of vipers are there today that have claimed to find God? How many generation of vipers have tainted the scriptures? They've added unto the word. They've taken away from the word. Well, let him be accursed, saith the Lord. They don't have God. No, they can't, because they rejected Christ. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? Yes, that's with a false heart. You see what happens with a false heart gets you. You see, when you follow man's opinion and public pressure, where that gets you. We also know with a false heart, I expose to you tonight all the false prophets that have claimed to have found God through their emotionalism. False healings and miracles that have polluted the very gospel itself with false teaching. Yes, we're living in a time that many claim to have more gifts. They talk about the gifts. Many, they call themselves apostles. In the false religion, They claim to have more spiritual gifts than the apostles themselves. Claim to come forth with healings, saying that we have the power from on high. No, those are wolves in sheep's clothing. Only God knows we see that the false teaching which has polluted the gospel. May God save us tonight from the lies of this world with those who are wolves in sheep's clothing. Oh, but it's appealing to the eye when someone starts commencing miracles, and they start casting out devils, and they start raising people from the dead. Remember, the devil can do miracles too. Remember that. Those trying to find God with a double heart. Many, they speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. A heart and a heart, as the Hebrew puts it. A heart and a heart. It's a double heart. It's talking about the compromiser. It's talking about the compromisers of this world, that many churches have lost their stand because of compromise. And yet they still want to put on their doorstep that we have God. You see, brothers and sisters, this is a topical message. Many churches claim to have God. But in reality, isn't it the Ichabod? Isn't it the glory has departed from this place? Let me tell you this. The boat that they are on will never reach that happy shore. Many churches have one oar, as you can put it, towards the bondage of this world. You are only going in a circle of folly because it's lukewarm. We all know what happens when a boat has only one oar. You begin to go in circles, you see. Therefore, beware of a double heart that leads to compromise. To have one heart in the world and to have one heart in the church. The old John Bunyan said, I found out that sin and me could not walk the road to heaven. That I had to walk that road without my sin. Find him now. Put away the things of this world. Search for him with all your heart. That's what the church needs to do today. There needs to be a search for God. There needs to be a calling upon God. There needs to be that unction from heaven. Oh, what it is for God to pour out his spirit upon the church. Oh, what it is for a church to have found God himself. You might be few in number. You might be a small countryside church. You might be in the ones and the twos, but I tell you, if you have God, you have everything. You don't need the lights of this world. You don't need the entertainment centers. You don't need the lights and the action cameras and the numbers. You need God. You need God. That's the pursuit of the church. It's not to please the people. It's not to tickle the ears of the hearers. It's to find God. It's to call upon his name. It's for the Holy Spirit to come down. How can God work in a church that's compromised? No. Doesn't work, does it? With a half heart. Some even seek God with only half a heart. Those that have no foundation. Those that have no foundation in the word of God. Half-heartedly going through their Christian walk, ready to be snatched up by the enemy. Because they fail to know what God's word has to say. Oh, the devil has had a heyday with a half-hearted Christian. All because of the foundation. superficial in all things when concerning God. And numerous times the scriptures tell us to seek the Lord wholeheartedly. Numerous scriptures, I can keep you here all night to show you that the scripture screams to seek the Lord wholeheartedly. It does not say to seek him in vain. It does not say to seek him with half a heart. Here, look at what the psalmist says in Psalm 119, verse 2. I'll read it to you. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. God bless you this tonight, those that are seeking him wholeheartedly. Blessed are they. Blessed are you that have sought after the Lord wholeheartedly. Blessed are you that has a testimony that every time you come to church with a Bible in your hand, you're a testimony against the world. You're a testimony against those that have opposed God. And perhaps you're the closest thing to a Bible that they'll ever see. They'll remember their neighbor going to church with a Bible in their hand to go and to find God. Blessed are they. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. To those seeking wholeheartedly, let me tell you this. Look at our text. Look at our text for tonight. To those seeking wholeheartedly, it says, ye shall find me. Makes it very clear, doesn't it? Ye shall find me, saith the Lord. You will find God. When you search for the Lord wholeheartedly, you will find him. Oh, the Lord has promised. Don't take my word for it. Look at the text itself. You will find him. Ye shall find me, saith the Lord, when and only when ye shall search for me with all your heart. There is 100% success. It doesn't say you might find me. It doesn't say that there's a chance you're going to find me. Oh, it says that you will. You will find God. And I tell you here, you find God through the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord. And perhaps many have struggled with this, but Christ is the answer. Believe in him. This world cannot save. This world is not a place to be rendered in. That's if that's where your heart is. But this world will perish. But only those who are in Christ will be saved. The Bible makes it very clear. And it is man's duty to seek after God. It is man's duty to become righteous before God Almighty. Well, Romans, it says that all have sinned and come short from the grace and the glory of God. There is not one righteous, no, not one, that it's man's duty to become righteous before God. And how do you become righteous before God? It's through Jesus Christ the righteous. That's finding God. Yes, deemed righteous in the sight of God because of the imputed righteousness of Christ that was imputed unto you that day when you believed. Oh, you found him. He is a God that is to be found. It is our duty and man and woman's duty to seek after God, and you must seek after him. And to those that do not seek after God and throw him to the wayside, well, they will be lost forever. Because the Bible speaks of a place of hell, a Christless eternity. many translations, such as the Jehovah's Witness, will like to take hell out. Don't believe in a hell. Butcher translation. Hell is getting populated because of false religion. Jesus preached on hell more than any other prophet. But listen carefully. When you come wholeheartedly, you will let go of the things of this world. When you cling to the Savior, it'll be on its own accord. So therefore, lastly, these things then being clear, the following approves itself to the consciences of all, is the end of the pursuit. Our last point for tonight, in the end of the pursuit. Can you say in your heart here tonight that I have fought a good fight? I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Oh, if not, then your search continues. But know this, thus saith the Lord, ye shall seek me and find me. Are you weary in your pursuit of God? To those who are weary in their walk, to those who have found Christ, they can now rest assured on him, for he will give rest to those who abide in him. Ye shall find me. What a glorious truth to search for something that is to be found. Are you weary in your pursuit? Oh, praise God that he is a God to be found. As Jeremiah wrote this letter to the captives, giving hope to them, even through all the turmoil and through all the heartache and all the persecution as we touched this morning. And yet, he says it is a true promise that if they seek after the Lord, they will find him. That's the promise. God has promised that if you seek me, you're going to find me. Just as though captives, when Jeremiah was writing to them. And it is of a true promise that the end of the pursuit will only end up in finding God. When searching with the whole heart, you cannot enjoy the peace and joy of the Holy Spirit until you find the Lord. You see how it all meshes together. You can't have one without the other. You must seek the Lord earnestly in heart. When coming to the end of the search, you will find him. He is a God that hears prayer, a self-revealing God. He is a God of the living, not a God of the dead. A God in Christ, pouring out favors upon those that find him. He is yours to be sought after. He is not hidden, though your heart might tell you so. Just as we touched this morning about our feelings. We know our feelings change. We know that we're not supposed to put our trust in feelings because feelings lie. God's word is truth. The truth is here tonight that he is not a hidden God. I present to you not a hidden God, not a God that is far from his people, but a God that is to be found to those that diligently seek him with the whole heart. That's the text. His presence. He is not hidden, though your heart might tell you so. His presence will ever draw you close. We often talk about the presence of the Lord. And if a church is to succeed, it must be close with God. The church is to succeed, it must be a church that lays hold upon God. And his presence will ever draw you close, indulging you in communion with him and favoring you with fresh supplies of his grace and his mercy which shall never run dry. When his mercy is from everlasting to everlasting, his grace and everything that you need, every mercy, temporal and spiritual. That is when they seek him in Christ, who is the only way to the Father. Who is the only way to the Father under the guidance and influence of the blessed Holy Spirit in the exercise of faith upon him and his promise, with wholeheartedness to believe on him. God wants your wholeheartedness here tonight. He wants you to seek after him. Oh, there's many devices by the devil here. There's many stratagems by the devil to get you off your pursuit. But remember this. When a wholehearted begins to search, it begins with God's word. That's where it starts. It starts with what God says in his mighty word. We pray that the Holy Spirit reveal these things to us in the exercise of faith upon him, and that we are a people to stand on the promises of God and to knowing that he is truly a God to be found. In our concluding thoughts, this is truly the greatest pursuit in the world. Seek him, for he is to be found. And Psalm 80, verse 2, I'll just read it to you. The Psalms is full about seeking after God. Psalm 80, verse 2, what it says here, I will hearken unto you, and I will be found of you. God has said it, and we may depend upon it. We may trust it, and we may believe it. Believe it because God has spoken here tonight. We may depend upon it as a sure thing. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Here, you shall find me. Our text is showing is very clear. You don't even need a preacher here tonight. You can just preach it word for word. You shall find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. In the pursuit of God, we must search for him. Accomplish a diligent search, a search for directions and seeking him and encouragements to our faith and hope. And many have said that I can't find him. Well, to those who cannot find him, you must continue your search. Because he is a God to be found, you see. Starts with your heart. You put your heart right with God, you'll find him. Continue your search, find him, and take pains in seeking. Rejoice in the search. This you must do with your entire heart, with earnestness and sincerity. And I tell you, if you seek God, you will find him. God is there to be found, and it is your duty to find him. What is blocking you from finding him? Perhaps it's sin or pride or envy that is keeping you back. Can you say in your heart that thy will be done and not mine? Remember the words of Christ in Matthew chapter 16, verses 15 to 16. As it reads here, he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. If you can answer that question in your heart tonight, can you say that tonight? Can you say wholeheartedly that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God? Well, I tell you, if you can say that with all your heart, then your pursuit is over. You truly here tonight, and all those who are listening, then you truly have found God indeed through the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. May the Lord bless the message tonight, and may he add his inspired blessing to us here as we continue to go on in our fight for God, as we continue to go on with our proclamation of the truth. And due to technical difficulties, we will end in prayer. Let us call upon the name of the Lord. Our Father and our God, we thank thee once again that we can come to thy throne of grace, that knowing that thou hast accomplished thy perfect will through thy Son, that thou didst say that none shall come unto the Father but through me, that there is no other way except through the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we rejoice in the simplicity of thy word. We rejoice in the simplicity of the gospel message, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, rejoice that thou art a God that is to be found. Thou art not a God that does hide himself from thy people, but thou art a God that does draw nigh close. And Lord, we rejoice that thou didst say that thou art a God that is not hidden. When ye shall seek for me with all thy heart. Lord, we rejoice in thy word. We ask that thou would add thy special blessing. Bless everyone here. Lord, bless the hearers of the word. We grant all thy blessing upon them. Keep them safe. Lord, for we ask of all these things, dismiss us now in thy blessing. We ask of all these things in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen.